Hello and welcome to another edition of People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM, Bay Area's Bollywood station. I'm Greg, my co-host Larry joining me.
Good afternoon.
Good to be with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning.
Yeah,
good morning. I'll never get that right.
Because you wake up so early that this might as well be afternoon for you. I'm back off of a one-week vacation, and I was really, really excited to come in today, and then I was reminded that we were recording the show, and I had you here.
Yeah.
Which really struck me back into reality very quickly. True. You know, this is not vacation anymore when Larry's here.
It's better, though, isn't it? It's better, actually.
It is. It is. But it's good to be back. for those that never have heard the show before, stumbling upon us for the first time, People Helping People is our opportunity to highlight some of the local nonprofits or local organizations that are doing amazing things that just simply don't have a platform for their message. So we're giving them the platform to get the word out about so many different topics that and so many different things that are affecting not just our own community, but all over the world. Mm-hmm. And it just happens daily. Every day I read the newspaper, there's something new we have to be concerned about. And unfortunately, there's just not enough time in the day to get everyone in here to talk. But we do have some favorites. There's some people we've been dealing with for a long time.
Like family, actually.
Yeah.
Been doing it almost as long as we've been doing the show.
So what we like to do is we like to try and bring in some of our old friends and just sync up with them and find out what's going on and what's new. And years ago, I think when we first started the show, almost 3 years ago, one of our earlier guests was Jennifer from Real Options. Mm-hmm. And I remember we both had a blast. She came in, she gave us a lot of information. She was a ball of energy.
Sure, totally. But
not just that, we realized how important the work that they were doing really was and how it was so effective within the community to the point where we would have people stop us all the time and ask, hey, can you get me the contact information for Real Options?
Right, I remember that.
Can you tell us a little more about it? We were blown away. So last April, I think, we had Jennifer on, and she said, this is going to be my last, out of nowhere, she said, it'd be my last one, I'm leaving.
I actually knew it a long time before you did.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I figured you didn't tell me these things. But she decided to tell us that she's going to be bringing somebody else along, and we were like, how are they going to live up to Jennifer? And then we were so lucky because we are now joined in the studio by the new representative for Real Options. I'm going to say the name right. Chris Otanari is with us.
Did he say that right?
He said it right. Very good, Greg.
And I went a little slower than I should have because it would have come out more fluent. But it's so good to have you here, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
It's big shoes to fill, you know.
It is very big shoes to fill. Not saying that Jen has big feet.
No. But she even said, I guarantee you guys are going to forget about me quickly. We're not going to ever forget about her, but you definitely have, for as far as I'm concerned, you've relieved all my concerns because you definitely have the same sunshine that you're bringing in. So thank you for being so pleasant and happy. Let's tell people about Real Options since there's, I'm sure, many people who have never heard of it. So let's get a little background.
Great. Well, Real Options has four licensed medical clinics in the Bay Area in Union City, Mountain View, Central San Jose, and East San Jose. And we offer free and confidential services, mostly for people facing pregnancy decisions. We offer pregnancy testing, ultrasound, STD testing, options counseling, and a host of other free resources that provide practical support. We also have a couple of other arms of Real Options. One is kind of this redemption arm where we provide post-care for people who have experienced pregnancy loss due to abortion or a miscarriage. And then we have a preventive arm that is education, and that's where I fall in. We get to go out and talk to a lot of middle and high school students, college students, and parents about making healthy lifestyle choices around sex and relationships.
I didn't know. College students, too?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Well,
very cool.
I mean, I remember when we first started talking about it, we were pretty clueless as to how anybody would go about getting help in this. I mean, we always heard of Planned Parenthood, right? So that's like the one I had always. But I was shocked at the amount of work you guys do and how much you do within the community, right? I mean, I know you guys are even working on stuff now. Can you share a little bit of that, what you were telling us a bit earlier?
To focus on now is Real Talk for Parents. And we'd love to come alongside parents and equip them in this digital age to have healthy conversations with their kids, to be able to monitor risky behaviors, and to and you know, what can they do about it? How can they engage with their kids?
There's so many things that parents ask us when it comes to how to handle these conversations. Where do you even begin? I remember when we were getting callers talking about it, and it's, you'd think parents would kind of instinctively know, but times have changed so much. Yeah. And there's so much information out there. Do you find that's a lot of what you have to deal with, is just this changing landscape of how kids get information and what they know at a younger age?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are the parents of Generation Z right now.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
Oh, that's right, because the younger, it's no longer millennials that are born, right?
These are the post-millennial kids born in the mid-90s to early 2000s. And this is the first generation completely growing up in a digital age. And so it's like, as soon as we parents figure something out, they're on to the next thing.
True.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's an interesting thought.
Really hard. Really
so
hard.
So this is now, you know, we've sort of adjusted to the millennials, at least I have, right? And it's a little bit of an easier bridge there. But the new generation is born with, like, I know my niece is what, 2 months, 2 years old, and she uses her iPad as well as, probably better than you, Larry, for sure better than
Anybody could do it better
almost
than me.
As well as me. Yeah. And she's 2 years old. And I'm like, how is it possible that they could be so, it's so second nature to them? But it would be like us with a TV or something. It just, you know, we were born with it. So you kind of know how to work it. I just don't know how parents are going to be able to relate with such a drastic difference of upbringing. And especially with, like you said, the information that's available. And Larry always talks about too, like how when, with his kids and how he used to handle that and how he'd speak to them. So parents, of course, everybody has their own different techniques, but when's the right time? When is the right time?
Yeah, I think that's what's most confusing to
a lot of
parents.
Is it too young to say 10 years old? Is it, you know, or is it just different for every family?
Yeah, and it's true that kids as young as 2 or even younger are on some type of flat screen device.
Yeah.
You can't even find a phone that's not a smartphone nowadays. But when it comes to talking to your kids about sex, this is where parents need a lot of help. And I would say no age is too young.
Really?
Because it's not like you have the talk and then you're done. It's an ongoing conversation and a building trust and connecting with your kids. Yeah. And it can start as early as 2 or 3. Not about sex details, but about the body and normalizing things so that things are not taboo or... People don't have shame about their bodies.
Not like a shock. See, because we've been working with people that are involved with foundations with human trafficking, and I found out something that was really shocking. Almost the average age is 8 to 10 years old. So if they're
average age for what, Larry, if you don't mind me
human
asking.
Trafficking.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So if they're getting trafficked at that young age, I guess it's really not too young to bring something like that up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because as soon as your child can be on the internet, they can be a target for sexual predators.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be the concern was, you know, somebody pulls up in a car next to you as a kid. You know, I remember my mom saying, like, don't trust anybody if you don't know them. And if you're in doubt, just leave. But that's like the least of anybody's problem anymore. First of all, I don't see any kids outside hardly ever.
Not much
anymore.
Maybe
during school or something or after school. But usually you don't see kids on a playground just, you know, playing Frisbee or anything. Don't ask me why I thought Frisbee. I haven't seen anybody
Well, you
Frisbee.
Came from that age a long time ago.
But you see kids outside very rarely now. But now it's more about there's different channels. Even playing video games with other people.
Yeah.
The person on the other end can be some creepy human from, you know, 3 blocks away.
True.
And the parents have no idea. So the other question, Chris, would be, a lot of parents are very, I shouldn't say uptight, but they're just not comfortable in talking to their kids about these things. Maybe it's because they feel, for religious purposes, it might be simply because of their own upbringing and very conservative. Is there any reason for a parent to feel ashamed to talk to a child about these issues, body, sex, sexuality, at 10 years old? Is there reason to be shameful, or is it okay to say, you know what, times have changed, we need to do this, otherwise our kids are going to lose out and possibly make bad decisions?
Yeah, I read somewhere once that the biggest enemy to sexual wholeness is silence. And I don't know if you can tell, but I'm Asian American. And even though I'm third, fourth generation, there are still remnants of being raised in a shame-based culture.
Oh, it's worse.
And a shame-based culture, we don't talk about those things. And so when we don't talk about those things, then they become taboo things. And the kids are going to give in to what they hear in from their peers and mm-hmm. from the media that they spend 8.5 hours a day,
yep.
according to the CDC.
That's a crazy stat.
Plugged into. So it's so important for parents to engage and start the conversations. And it's never too late also, I would say. And I think that sometimes parents are ashamed or they're squeamish having these conversations because they haven't dealt with their own sexual past.
True.
So my encouragement would be to deal with that first, because kids can smell hypocrisy a mile away. And
we like to believe we could pull everything over on them. No. Yeah.
And they know. So if you get sexual healing yourself so that you're comfortable even talking about your own mistakes with your kids mm-hmm. as it is appropriate, mm-hmm. as it's age appropriate and by each circumstance, they'll appreciate that more. I mean, teens say over and over again that it's their parents, not peers or partners or popular culture, that most influence their decisions about relationships.
That was going to be my next question. I was going to say, what do the kids say? Are they saying that I don't know enough because my parents aren't talking? Like, what do you hear from the kids?
They want to talk to their parents about it.
Really?
You know, so I think it's so easy for us as parents to stick our heads in the sand. But then our kids are watching shows and listening to music, and it has, you know, sexually suggestive lyrics or things on the shows that kind of glorify that risky behavior. Mm-hmm. And if we're not engaging with them, we don't know what they're watching. But 75% of teens say, yeah, I think my parent watching this type of show with me it's a perfect way and segue into a conversation about sex and relationships.
Yeah, I agree. That's perfect way of describing it. I think putting the perspective that kids want to talk about it, because I will say that a lot of parents say they feel that their kids don't want to. They've said, my kids would be more comfortable talking to somebody like yourself because they could be more honest. But if you start an honest dialogue with your children at a younger age, it won't be uncomfortable. And you're also not talking about it in a way where it's like, you shouldn't be talking about it in a way where it's filthy or foul. You're really talking about the biology of it and the real effects of the decisions you make, right? I watched a couple weeks ago, my wife watches that show on MTV, Teen Mom. It's a little scary to say. But I noticed that every one of the people on that show, just by watching it randomly when it's on, that like these girls got pregnant at 16, and then all of them have either two or three kids already at the age of 24. And you can almost see in every one of the cases, the parents, there's a major disconnect between whoever they are and their families and their parents. And I don't think there's any coincidence to the fact that people who are not educated might end up in those situations, more likely to end up in those situations. So what would you suggest as somebody, a younger person listening, how would they reach out? What would they reach out to you about? Like, what would they just come to you and say, I need to talk? Or would it be about specific situations?
One thing is if you're involved in a community group or you have a teen in school and, or, you know, like, you, let's say you're involved with the PTA or a scouting program or something like that, we can bring Real Talk for Parents in and educate a bunch of parents. And then it kind of normalizes it because we're all in the same boat kind of learning from each other. That's one thing. The other thing I was going to say is we talked about, you know, the importance of having the conversations with our kids. But I would say along with that, to make sure that you cover some basics like listening properly, you know, don't be distracted and on your phone when you're talking to your kids, because they know that you're not engaged. And I think one of the number one things that kids say is, well, my parents don't listen. Mm-hmm. And so
isn't that funny? Isn't it usually the other way around? You hear parents say that about their kids,
right?
That's one. That's crazy.
But and that's true. Like everywhere I go, I see parents with their kids, and the parents are on their phones, and they're not really paying any attention to their kids.
Or out to a restaurant, you know, especially in a restaurant, everybody's on their
phones. Or even the kids in the restaurant, right? I've never gone I don't go to restaurants anymore where I don't see a very young child on their iPad or a phone playing a game. It's like, just be quiet here, take this. Yeah. And the parents go on and do their talking with their friends, right?
It's sad.
It is, but it's reality. And this is, there's no right and wrong. You know, everybody does things a little differently. I think what I've learned from you guys And I think it's a lesson that we all need to kind of learn, is that there's no such thing as too much communication. I do think there's some blurred lines in there, and I can think and I can understand and relate to parents or people in general that are just afraid of something that they're not truly comfortable with themselves. So that's why I think your point of a lot of times, just simply because they never face their own sexual past, and there's reasons for that, I'm sure. We have time. I'm going to want you to give out some of this info for those listening that really want to get in touch with Chris or Real Options in general. Can you give them, or you want me to give that out? Or
would sure.
You? Yeah, I'll do it. Okay. So these are the contact information for Chris specifically. It's 408-229-9836 extension 23, 408-229-9836 extension 23. And the email is education@realoptions.net. That's yours, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. And anybody can reach, what would they reach out to you about? What's your specific role?
Any kind of questions that they have about how do I start the conversations, or do you have tools? I can send you a cell phone contract. Don't be afraid to be the parent. Did you know that, you know, if your child takes a selfie, like a nude or provocative photo, and your child's under 18, that he has just created child pornography, and that's illegal. And so take control of it. You're the parent.
That's
you're
serious.
It's serious. A contract in your name. Yeah. So I'll send you a cell phone contract, or I'll give you tips on how to have effective conversations with your kids. I mean, some of it seems so basic, but we forget if we're not practicing it.
How do you go about promoting Real Options so a lot more people can hear about you and get in touch with you?
A lot of it is word of mouth.
Okay.
But we actively go out in the community. We have a community outreach team that tables at community events and really tries to call on organizations that it makes sense, call on schools and meet with, you know, PTA presidents or people who might be able to bring Real Talk for Parents in.
And how have you been accepted in the community that way? Because I know it's not, I mean, it's depending on where you're coming from, not real popular sometimes in some circles.
That's true. It can be a mixed bag. Yeah. Some people completely love the services that we provide. Some people, I think there's fear. I'm not really sure why. Mm-hmm. We have free programs that we really have a heart to come alongside teens and parents to navigate this kind of difficult challenge of like, how do we come together and make healthy decisions?
Yeah.
And then you can just show up at the office. Is that, 'cause I know you guys have a couple, right? You have a couple different locations.
Four.
Yeah, we have four locations and the clinics take walk-ins.
They
yes.
Do. Where are the clinics? At each location?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So there's Central San Jose, East San Jose, Mountain View, and Union City. I recommend just going to realoptions.net. Right. And then they could find the listing of where everything is.
Yes. And make an appointment and that type of thing. For education services, they would need to contact me. But for the clinic services, they can do walk-in or make an appointment online.
And are these services free?
All of our services are free, except the only thing that we have to have a minor charge for is STD testing, because we outsource that to a lab. Okay. And it's a small $30 fee.
That helps. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But so when you say you go around, now you're being in the education side of things, are you going to local schools? Can parents expect that they might have you or someone from Real Options just stumble across their school? How does that get, can they get you to come? Like if a parent's like, I want them to come and speak at my kid's school.
Would love to have parents request to have Real Options. In fact, one of the things I was going to say is for local parents, one of the important things for you to know is what your kids are being taught as far as sex ed in the public schools.
Yes. Remember we talked about this.
Yeah,
Larry.
We did. Yeah.
And it's super important because the California Healthy Youth Act passed last year and it is now mandated, and parents have rights. And so they should not only know what their children are learning, but what actions they can take. Where can they opt out and how do they do that? And then if they opt out, can they request to have somebody like Real Options come in? And they can, actually.
It's crazy. Remember we had a couple of parents that came in here maybe 6 months ago.
Yep.
It was just a few parents that got together on the board who were talking about the sexual education agendas for their schools. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was... was it Sunnyvale or Palo Alto? I don't remember where it was. But they were having issues because a lot of the parents were not happy or accepting of how they were presenting it and what they were saying in these lessons for 10-year-old kids.
I think it was not only that, but it was when they were informed as to...
Yeah.
Yeah, and when it was, the timing was really bad.
Yeah, and it can start a lot earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, typically it's been in fifth grade, but they can start earlier, and a lot of parents think it's too graphic.
The parents of these 10-year-olds were saying that they thought it was way too soon for the type of content that they were discussing.
Yeah. Right.
But then we caught the other side of it, the maybe whatever percentage that sat on the other side of the fence were saying that this is not early enough. Like, we need to get them so that they already haven't made their... Yeah, you know, discoveries without us.
But you know what? I don't think it was just all that, though. I think it was how it was presented that was offensive to the parents.
Yeah, exactly. Not just the actual content, but how they were saying it, how they were presenting it.
Exactly. Right? And I agree. You know, the way it was being put to the kids, I think in some ways it was too early for them because it was too graphic.
Remember, if you remember, Larry, we actually, after we had Jennifer in the last time, I believe, there were several schools that did reach out because parents came to Real Options and said, how do we get in touch to bring you to our children's schools? Because I guess they felt more comfortable with how you guys were approaching it and the education that you guys were providing.
Yeah, because I think, you're just a lot more sensitive to that issue, you know? It's just like you're dealing with a bureaucracy and you have no say. I mean, you hate to feel like you're helpless in anything.
So just if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Chris from Real Options, and we're discussing, I guess, the right time to speak to your children and how to go about possibly bringing Real Options into your child's school. Let's share anything else that you wanted to bring up today that we might have missed that we should get out. Is there any upcoming events, or is there any way to get information? Whatever else you have, Chris.
Well, the closest upcoming event we have for Real Options is our Ignite Life event, and that's on October 12th at the Computer History Museum. And they can find out more information about that on our website.
Okay.
I mainly wanted to say, you know, what is the parent to do? Well, be educated. You know, we just talked about knowing what your kids are being taught in schools as far as sex ed and, you know, knowing your own STD facts, because it's kind of hard to talk to our kids about it if we don't really know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, do you know that, you know, STDs can be transmitted through oral sex? And do you know it only takes one time of unprotected sex or a contraception failure for somebody to get pregnant or get an STD? And then stay up to date in the latest trends if you can. I mean, I can share some resources, but... You know, music and shows and that type of thing.
Oh, I was going to ask you, what do you mean by trends? Like, meaning where, know what your kids are indulging in?
Yes, and even language, because it's like our kids have these code languages around us and we don't even know what they're really saying.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I had this interesting thing. I was out with my two kids, and they're 19 and 21. And we were standing in line, and these people in front of us, this guy he was close to their age. And the way he was talking about when he had sex with this girl, I mean, he was objectifying her, and he was talking about, hitting it and all this stuff. And I think if I wasn't in this job, I wouldn't have even known what he was talking about because of the language. But what I did was I used that as a teachable opportunity to, when we were going home, to talk to my kids, like, did you hear that guy's conversation? And what did you think about that? And, you know, do your friends talk that way? And so look for those types of moments.
It's interesting.
Well, I never knew that one.
Yeah. And also, like, I agree with you with the music stuff too. I mean, I little kids are listening to pop radio, and pop radio is pretty risque these days. I can't even believe some of the songs and the censors they allow through. You know how they used to, if there was a curse or something, they would do either like block it out, or now they actually leave a lot of them in, I guess the questionable words that might not be considered too offensive, but if it's a 10-year-old or an 8-year-old, it is too much. But for maybe for a 19 or 20-year-old, no, not at all. But it's just there are ways for them to learn things, even just by osmosis, just by listening to the radio every day. They're going to hear things, and then they're going to wonder what it means. And that happened to me with my niece a couple of years back. I remember we were sitting, and she asked a question. I'm not going to repeat it. It was because she had no idea what she was asking me. She's like, what is blah, blah, blah? And I was like, my stomach dropped, you know? And I was like, that's one I just don't feel right answering. You know, I'm going to ask your sister, my sister on that. But regardless, I ended up talking to her about it very sensitively, but she was 11 and she had just been hearing it all the time. And because she heard it, she thought she knew what it meant and it was not what she thought it meant. And I was like, if you use that word around your teachers, you'll get expelled. You know, that's how, oh my God, I didn't know that. I don't even think they know half the time, but then they're going to be curious to find out. And that's when we've missed an opportunity. Hmm. So.
Right. Or they don't know, but and then they repeat it out in public and people think they know what they're talking about. Because I've taught seventh graders before and they were pretty naive.
Yeah.
And they were using language like that, like Netflix and chill. And like, no, you know what? That does not that. That's not just watching movies.
You might think that. And that's probably the way it was intended originally, but not what it means.
Yeah, originally. How long ago was that?
It's good to point that out, too, because this is a complex terrain.
It is.
You know, there's so many layers to things now. It used to be pretty simple. If you wanted to find something out, you had to get an encyclopedia or talk to somebody you knew who really understood these things. Now everything is at our fingertips always.
Well, you know what else, though? I mean, we live in a really diverse cultural community here in the Bay Area. That makes it so much more difficult to break down all these barriers.
Agreed.
You know, because like you say, with the Asian community, there's a lot of a shame-based. And a lot of the cultures that are here are, you know.
I grew up Catholic. Catholic guilt is another thing, too.
Totally. But it's the culture in itself.
You know, it's you always end up thinking like, oh, it's taboo in my culture.
So, that makes it really, really challenging.
So just so if you're tuning in, Chris from Real Options, of course, she is available. You can reach her at 408-229-9836, extension 23. You can get that information off peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com as well, or off bali923fm.com. Email is education@realoptions.net. Larry, you like to kind of, before we end, I think you tend to send us off properly, so I'll let you go into your...
Well, I kind of like always in the show, usually just by asking our guests, you know, if there's something you can leave our audience with, what would that be today? If you can, I know you're not prepped for this, but hey, that's natural, right? This is spontaneous.
I think the one thing is, as a parent, because I've made my own mistakes, is to not overreact and to be a safe person for your kids to talk to.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Like totally a super important piece of that. Because, you know, I found out some kind of shocking information, something, you know, on my son's iPad. Mm-hmm. And if I reacted in the first 24 hours, I probably would have shamed him and shut him down. Mm-hmm. But instead, I waited until I had calmed down. And because if I came in as condemning, then I know I would have shut him down. Mm-hmm. And so just to remember, like, the most important thing as parents is to demonstrate love.
Definitely.
That's great.
Exactly.
That was well done for somebody who was put on the spot.
Yep.
Larry, anything from you?
Well, no, along those lines, just parents, just be there for your kids. I know it's not easy all the time, and some of the times they come home and say certain things or do certain things you want to get in their face, but don't. Because they really are reaching out to you. You just don't know it, but yeah, just be there. Them,
well, I'd like to thank Chris Otanari for joining us today from
Real
Options.
And you said it right for the second time.
Once I get it, Larry, it's locked. It's locked in forever now.
So remember that.
Realoptions.net is the website. I really recommend going and checking it out, especially if you have children. And this is, it may be too early in your mind. They may be too young, but it's never too early to learn. So you're ready and prepared for those steps. You were wonderful for your first time.
Yeah, great.
Chris.
Thank you
great
so much
show.
For having
Thank
me.
Thank you so much
you
for coming.
Presented like a veteran today.
She is really a veteran.
She's already.
She's a mom.
Almost supplanted you as a better number two.
But I agree.
We'll address that on a different day.
Totally do.
Chris, you were wonderful. Next week, we'll be back again. And every week, you'll be able to tune in and hear us right here on Bali 92.3 FM. If you have anybody you want to get in touch with us, of course, you can go to our website, peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com. Yep. And of course, anytime through Bali 92.3 FM.com. You can get in touch with us there. Yep. But thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next week. Bali 92.3 FM.